You are famous for hosting the Amarose Slut Walk.
Yeah, it's a women's conference, so we have a lot of different speakers that come in and kind of explain different things about feminism, body positivity, just equality, slut shaming, rape culture, and we educate.
Amazing. Welcome to the Flawless J. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. Don't forget, you can support us by going to theflawlessj.tv/donate or on locals.com and check out Punchy's Coffee. Good. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. And thank you all for being with me. She is back after 7 years. I can't believe 7 years have gone by. I have with me your friend, my friend, and a friend of the world. Emma Rose is here. Isn't that amazing? She is a model, actress, entrepreneur, and media personality. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for having me back.
It took you a long time to get back, but I didn't know it had been that long.
I know. You know, it's crazy because someone that worked for you DM me. Oh, no, I think you guys put up a clip of our interview.
Yes.
And then I saw it. I went to go look at it on YouTube because it's been many years, and I couldn't believe it was 7 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So crazy. It went by so fast.
Time flies. That was my producer, Daniel. He did that.
Hey,
right
Daniel.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Daniel. Yep. So 7 years have gone by. You were busy then. What's important to you now?
My children are the most important.
Really?
Yeah.
And why is that?
You know, I'm just very maternal. I love my children. I plan my days around my kids.
Right. Yeah. How many do you have?
Two.
What? All boys, right?
Wait, I think the last time I was here, I only had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my son is five. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want more?
I don't think so. I think I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Two white people always have one or two kids. Why not have five?
I would love to have five. I just don't know if I'm going to get married again. And I'm already 41. So, and I definitely don't want to be pregnant again. I have really hard pregnancies.
Oh, I see.
So in an ideal situation, yes, I would love to have another baby if I find a really nice husband and I also would have to use a surrogate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah was 99 and Abraham was 100.
Okay.
So you still do it.
Okay. I hear you. I'm not mad at it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so the last time you were here, you had founded a group called the Slut Walks.
It was, yes.
And
it was my nonprofit.
And you had a slut walk.
Times change.
Right.
Jesse.
So what's different between you and then? What's different?
Well, a lot is different now. I have come to terms with the fact that I was brainwashed. I was a brainwashed feminist, and I felt like my heart was in the right place when I was doing
right.
that stuff, because I thought I was doing the right thing, and I realized over time that I wasn't. I felt like I was a part of the degeneracy. I was a part of you know, not having men in the home. I was
yeah.
a part of you know what, Jesse, over time I just start seeing that what I was saying I wasn't living, and I felt like a hypocrite because I felt like, even when I was a dancer, right, when I was younger,
right.
I was in survival mode. And I was homeless with my mom. And I felt like I did those things out of survival. I never did those things out of my morals or how I truly felt, right? That wasn't a lifestyle for me.
I understand that.
So when I saw other women kind of going through those things, I was a champion for those women. And what happened is over time it started getting out of hand. And so then girls will come up to me and say, you know, girl, I found this married man and he takes care of me and he takes slut walk, all, you know, and I'm like, girl, that's not what I'm about.
What a slut.
Yeah. I felt like because I was in survival mode, I was being called derogatory names.
Right.
And I felt like I had to stick up for those women that were also dealing with the same thing as me. But again, it just got out of hand, and it wasn't something that I was proud of anymore.
And Dan, you turn that fan on for me. And for those women who have been brainwashed, how were you brainwashed, and did you know you were being brainwashed when it was happening?
I did not know I was being brainwashed, no.
Really?
No, not at all. I'm from the East Coast.
Right.
I moved to L.A., and out here, being famous, newly famous, maybe at the time, I felt like I was doing the right thing being politically correct. And politically correct in Los Angeles is being pansexual, even though you're not pansexual.
Right.
Being, you know, a feminist and looking out for or wanting equality for women when men and women aren't equal.
Right.
And we need to have those difficult conversations. That's why I have a lot of patience with women that are still on the left and women that are still feminist. And I talk to them and I'm like, look, I was you. I know that you think you're doing the right thing, but you're not. You're not doing the right thing. And so I've had a lot of conversations with girls that were disappointed in me for stopping my slut walk and not being a feminist anymore.
Amazing. I was going to ask... Some of those people turn on you because they didn't like the fact you had changed all of a sudden.
Yeah, they did. Some people. I definitely like my drag queen friends, my trans friends. They think that I hate them, and I don't hate them.
Right.
I really do not hate them. I think that's the misconception about being on the right or voting for Trump, is that you just hate gay people, you hate trans people, you hate drag queens. I don't hate anybody.
What I realized from that, people don't understand or know that you can, with understanding, you understand the situation. And in understanding the people or the situation, you don't have to judge anyone.
Right.
The understanding prevents you from judging.
100%.
But most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think just because you disagree or maybe you don't do it anymore, you hate them, but you really don't.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so you were walking down the road one day.
I don't know if it was that simple, Jesse.
And you all of a sudden realize, you know, I ain't gonna be no slut no more. Slut days are over.
I felt like I was being a hypocrite, right? Because I was promoting sex workers when I had never been a sex worker.
Amazing.
I was a dancer. But I had never did sex work. And again, I just felt like, God, I know a lot of these girls don't really want to do this.
Right. They don't.
But they don't. I would say 99% of girls don't want to do it. They feel stuck in it.
Absolutely.
They feel like they're in survival mode. They feel like that's all they know. And then there's other girls that are fucking ruthless. You know, they're...
They love their misery.
Yeah, they do. And I wasn't with that.
Yeah.
And I saw women extorting men, lying to men, having abortions. I wish that when I was doing my slut walk and I was screaming, my body, my choice, I wish somebody would have just showed me a film of what an abortion looked like.
Yeah.
I would have changed my mind like that.
That's amazing.
You know?
What, at the time you felt like Obama was sexy and, what did you say? You
said what something. What
did
I say? Jesse, what are you, sorry?
You said something like Obama was, you said Obama was this sexiest, most amazing person in the world.
I said that.
Do you still feel that way now that you support Trump? And I'll get to the great heart, I hope, in a minute. Do you still see Obama in that way?
You said that I said Obama was sexy and what?
No, not sexy. Classiest.
I said classiest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was brainwashed. What do you want me to say?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we can be brainwashed and don't know that we're brainwashed. Isn't that mind-blowing?
It's crazy. Wow. You know, when I had a conversation with Candace Owens, she made me feel much better because I didn't know that she was a raging feminist like me. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
She told me that. She was like, Amber, I was a feminist. I was, you know, she was at the protests and like the marches and all that stuff too. And that's why we need to have these conversations for other people and have patience with other people and really
Absolutely.
Talk to them.
If I knew that about her, I don't remember knowing that. But I may have heard that a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
So now that you're a mother, a single mother, do you feel like a single mother? What's that feeling like for you, not being married to have kids?
Well, I was married, right. But I don't feel like a single mother.
Oh, okay.
No, because my kids' fathers are really in their lives.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
It's not like I'm doing it alone.
Right. So do you talk to other women now? Do you go around giving talks about the way it was and that they can change and hear how you can change?
Not yet.
You have not? And why not?
I just want to focus on me right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm just happy that I'm not brainwashed anymore and I need to like fully help myself before I help other people.
Right.
I truly felt slighted. I really looked back. And I was like, why didn't anyone have a conversation with me? Why didn't anyone say, hey, maybe you can look at life this way?
Right.
You know, even when I, not long ago, Caitlin Clark came out and she was like, I know that I have white privilege and I know, you know, and I saw so many people on the right unfollow her, talk shit about her. And I was just like, she thinks she's saying the right thing.
Absolutely.
She doesn't understand that she's not saying the right thing, but we need to talk to people like her and let her know that, like, babe, that's
right.
You're talented, and people come out to see you because you're great. It's not because you're white.
I had thought she caved in because at one point she was just being herself and not caving in to the pressure. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe she just caved in to the pressure.
She did.
Because the blacks would treat her bad on court. They would call her names. And it was just the pressure that made her.
The blacks is funny.
The blacks are a mess, huh?
No, you saying the blacks is funny.
What's wrong with the
blacks? But it's
true. She gave into the pressure, huh?
Yeah, she did. She did. And I saw that. And I saw the girls bullying her. And I feel like she was just kind of like, fine, I have white privilege. Leave me alone now.
Yeah.
You know?
But
I
now that she's done that, she's going to be unhappy with herself.
Yes.
Within herself. She's not going to be free as she was when she was being herself.
Absolutely. I agree. I wish that she would just come out and just be like,
yeah,
I'm great. And people come to watch me because I'm great and I'm entertaining. It's not because I'm white. I have no privilege. I'm an athlete just like the rest of you girls. I wish she would have said that, but I
so
know,
why
I
have you
why she didn't.
Tried to reach her and tell her that? Or have you?
I haven't.
And why not?
I don't think that she would care.
But you don't know that. Just as had someone come along and said to you during those days, hey, don't be a slut. You know, don't be this. This is not the way to live.
Yeah.
It might have helped you. And in the same way you reach out to her, you just don't know.
Well, I agree with that. You're not wrong. I just feel like she's dealing with the whole WNBA. She's dealing with MSNBC. With CNN. You know, but maybe I could DM her and just give her some nice words.
Because I'm sure she's aware of you. She understands. She knows that you have changed, and it's possible to change.
It is.
So I would do what you want, but I would recommend that you do that.
Thank you, Jesse. I will, actually.
Yeah.
I'll take your advice.
You did an interview where you mentioned that you cried over your baby daddies, right? Would you ever
cried over my baby daddies when?
You mentioned that you cried over your baby daddy for 3 years.
Well, that was my ex-husband.
And what would you say to women who, if they break up with their husbands or boyfriend, about how should they deal with those situations? Because I just counsel with a lot of women and they're having those problems. How should they deal with that when they break up with a boyfriend or a husband?
I mean, I would just say it just takes time. And if you have children, just just focus on the children.
Yes.
If you know that it's over and there's nothing that you can do about it, and you try and you fail, I mean, all you could do is, I've never cried in front of my children. I go in the shower and cry. That's why I do my crying.
That's right.
But I just go in the shower, I cry, and I get out, and I suck it up like a G, and I just do what I got to do.
Right on. I tell women and men, when you break, if somebody don't want to be with you, just say, okay, bye.
That's all you can do.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with you that you got to cry over somebody leaving? No, let
them
leave.
Sometimes you got to cry.
Work on yourself and you don't have to cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's good. It's therapeutic.
Really?
Get it out. Yeah.
That's
get
amazing.
It out. I don't think that, personally, I don't believe that you should be a burden to anyone else.
Absolutely.
And sit here and cry and make people feel awkward. Go in the shower, go in a private setting and go cry and deal with your emotions and do what you got to do.
So did you ever forgive your father? Because I think when you gave a talk with the Republican event, you talked about your relationship with your father, right?
Yes.
And what changed about that and how did it change?
Well, I thanked him at the RNC. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yeah, I thank my father for his service. He served in the military for 22 years.
And so were you always close to him?
I was always close to him. I actually just talked about this in another interview. My father was 19 when he had me. And so he was just a poor white boy in Philly.
Right.
Grew up in foster care, kind of got adopted out like later in life, didn't have much, and then joined the military when my mom was pregnant with me. So they kind of shipped him off for a lot of years in between. This was the 90s, so we didn't have FaceTime. We didn't just have cell phones to just call and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was mostly with my mom, raised by my mom. My dad would come back and, you know, but he was in Iraq and Afghanistan, not Afghanistan early on, but he was in Iraq and then he was in Panama. He was in Germany. My mom kind of didn't explain to me when I was young, hey, your dad is serving our country. He loves you. You know, let's write him a letter. Let's send him pictures. You know, he misses you, whatever. It was kind of like, that motherfucker ain't here. He ain't shit. He don't care. You know, so it did affect my life. And I forgave my parents a while ago.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
You went to them and forgave them?
I did, yeah.
And was that difficult to do?
It was difficult because I guess they couldn't understand where I was coming from, like some parents do. They just don't.
Right. But at least it helped you to forgive, right?
Yeah, I guess it did.
I know for a fact, and without a doubt, all men and women on this side of heaven, if they want to be free, they got to forgive their parents, and especially their mothers, because mothers turn children away from their fathers, and it leaves an emptiness in the soul. And it doesn't matter how much money, where you live, what color you are, male or female, mm-hmm. nothing can fulfill that emptiness until you go to your parents and say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. You tried to turn me away from my father. You did this. I understand now you can help yourself because I become like you, angry and out of control, right? Mm-hmm. And when you forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you, your whole life changed.
Yeah.
You have perfect peace. You have no anger, no worry, or any of that stuff. So I highly recommend that every human being forgive their parents if
yeah.
they want to be free.
I have.
And so you're close to your father now?
Very close.
Nice.
Yes, very close.
And what's that like for you being close to him now?
Filled a void, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And did you forgive your mother for turning you away from him like that, talking about him? And
I did forgive her because my mom came from a very dysfunctional family.
Absolutely.
And I think that, especially looking at my life, how I can look back and say, okay, I wasn't doing the right thing over here, and now I am.
Yes.
I think that people grow and they learn, and my parents were young when they had me. So I think my mom felt like that was her defense mechanism by like, girl, don't worry about him. He ain't shit. He's not
that
worried about you.
That is so true.
You know, and it wasn't the right thing to do.
Nope.
But in hindsight, I kind of understand why she did, and that's why I just let it go.
And that's why you were able to forgive, because you understood.
Yes.
You know, you looked at your life and you realized, you know, I couldn't help myself. Why would I be hating her? She couldn't help herself.
Right, exactly.
And this is passed on from generation to generation. And most people want to examine themselves so that they can forgive.
Yeah.
Once they forgive, they're on their way.
And granted, I'm not really a forgiving person, but I knew that I had to do that for my parents.
Right on. Mm-hmm. That's what's wrong with the blacks. They think their problem is racism, it's a white man trying to hold them back, but they resent their mothers and they're yearning for their father. And if they were to forgive, everything would change. And they would realize that no one can hold you back. That doesn't even make sense, right?
I agree with that, yeah.
But if you're angry...
It's not just black people, but yes, I agree with that statement.
Well, if you're angry, you think that someone can hold you back. It's not true.
No. Yes, it's not true.
So when you tell the blacks to forgive and forget about this idea of racism?
I wish people would forget racism, yes. As a biracial person, it fucking drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I literally hate it so much. And I feel like the only people that give me a problem being... or representing my white side, or saying that I'm black and white and not just black people. Black people are the only people that do that to me. If I tell a white person I'm mixed, they're like, okay, cool.
That's right.
They don't care. But black people are like, oh, so if your dad is white, then that means you're just white. Or if your mom is black, it doesn't count. Or if your mom is black, then you're just black. It's just always, I don't know.
What a mess, huh?
It's a mess, yes.
It's a mess. And then I'm looking
Why do you think only black people do that, though?
Because, number one, for the last 70 years, they've been told that their issues or their problems are coming from white people. Mm-hmm. They've been told that by the so-called civil rights leaders, Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those people.
Yeah.
And then they've been told that by the liberal whites that the white people are holding you back.
Yes, I see that a lot.
And because they have not examined themselves to see that it really starts in their home, they have only gotten worse over the years.
Yeah.
They think they're looking outside for the answers rather than looking inside and overcoming.
Because I'll be honest, it's definitely not more racist than it was in the 90s. And the 90s didn't feel like this.
No.
It feels like there's a whole like race war now.
It's all hatred.
Yeah, it's really bad.
As you know, I grew up on a plantation in Alabama. Mm. Under Jim Crow law, we weren't told that it was racism. That word came about after the civil rights movement started, so-called civil rights. We were told that we should treat everyone the way we like to be treated. Mm. That our battle is a spiritual battle. There are good and bad. Those who overcome evil are good people. Those who are not. But the civil rights movement came along and they told the blacks it's racism.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the black politician now, especially the female. They are a mess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's her name? I can't stand her. Crockett, what's her name?
What's that? Crockett.
What's her name?
I can't even tell you her name.
Yeah, me either. But she just did an interview or a video, and she was like, "Illegal immigrants aren't breaking the law," and I was like, "That doesn't even make sense."
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
She is
Jasmine Crockett.
What is? Yeah,
it's Jasmine
Crockett.
Yeah.
She is a.
Jesse.
She's a hood rat.
I mean, I don't know about hood rat. I don't know where she's from, but she's not smart.
She's got to be from the hood acting that way.
I'm just saying, how do you say illegal immigrants are not breaking the law? It just doesn't make sense.
What a mess, huh?
Well, especially to be a congresswoman. Look, I don't claim to have all the answers, but I'm not in Congress either, so.
One day you will be, right?
Maybe. You never know.
You should.
I'm still young.
Crooked need to deal with a woman like you in there.
I think so, yeah. I'm actually really good friends with Anna Paulina Luna.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Right
she
on.
Really took me under her wing, and she's a good person.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so... So next time you see the blast, make sure you tell them. Y'all need to forgive your mama and return to your father. Forgive your father.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, I don't necessarily think it's a black or... I think it is predominantly
it's
in the black
people,
community,
yeah.
But all people... I mean, my dad is white and shit. Yeah. He had problems with his mom.
Absolutely.
You know, so...
Absolutely. But the blacks are not being... I tell them that all the time, and mm-hmm. then they call me names, but the blacks are not being told what the real problem is.
They're not, no.
And the reason they're not being told so they can use them for votes, so they can use them to get programs and the money
well,
end up in their
pocket. A lot of black
pocket.
People are brainwashed, right?
Yes.
I have friends around me that are still very much brainwashed, Jesse, yeah. And they said the biggest threat to black people is white supremacy. And I'm like, white people ain't out killing black people like black people are killing black people.
Absolutely.
You know, so we Absolutely. Have to have those tough conversations and real conversations, but there's no accountability. But I think a lot of people are waking up now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see, especially black men.
Yeah.
Not so much black women, some black women online, but I see a lot of black men. They're with it. They get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We saw that when this last election with Donald Trump, a lot of black men voted for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas black women tend not to.
No.
And that's because they hate their daddies. Trump is daddy.
That is daddy.
Daddy is home.
Yep.
And daddy ain't taking no mess.
And it feels like daddy is home.
Absolutely.
It really feels like that, Jesse. It feels like a strong alpha dad male is in office and he's here to protect us as
Absolutely.
An American. Like, I feel so safe with him in office.
Absolutely. And that's why Jasmine Cricket hate him so much. Mm-hmm. She hate daddy.
Maybe so.
And then the black men, they've been so beat down by the black women over the years. They don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
And so these women have gone out of control because they have not had their fathers there to guide them and protect them. And the black men have not known how to do it, so they're out of control.
Sad.
It is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so how did you come to vote for the Great White Hope?
You know, it's funny. I went to my dad, my white dad, my white military dad, and I said, Trump is racist, you know? And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, he's not. No, he's not. And I was arguing with my dad, and he was just like, Amber, prove to me that Trump is racist.
Nice.
And I couldn't. He challenged me. And then in trying to find that Trump was racist, I fell in love with him.
Yes.
I fell in love with everything about him and what he wants to do for us. And I was just so brainwashed the last election. And I'm really sad that I missed out on those 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a mess, huh?
Uh-huh, it was a mess.
Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets just in life?
In life.
Yeah, I have a bunch of regrets.
You do?
I do, and I feel like a lot of people be like, I have no regrets, and I have a bunch of regrets, yeah.
And why do you have regrets?
I just feel like I missed out on so much not being around the right people. I feel like I have been miserable for so many years being around miserable-ass left-wing Democrat liberals. And I was wondering why I was so sad. And now I feel free.
Yeah.
I've never felt so free in my life being on this side.
And so who are you?
I am a woman. I'm very logical. I am the true epitome of woke, not that woke. I like actually really see things so clearly. I've seen the light. I know what's right and what's wrong, and I'm not brainwashed anymore, and I'm happy, and I can be a better mother, and I can look at society and look at people for truly who they are instead of living in this fantasy fabricated world
yeah.
that I used to be in. I'm just so happy that I'm out of that.
Nice. And so you told me what you do, your children, what you believe, but who are you?
What do you mean by that?
Who are you?
I'm Amber Rose.
That's your name?
Yes.
And who are you?
Jesse, that's a hard question.
Why?
I just don't know how to answer that.
And why not?
Because I don't know exactly what you mean by that.
Who are you?
Okay, since you asked it in that way. I explained to you.
Why? You told me who
I said,
what you
no,
do.
I said I was logical now,
right.
That I'm not brainwashed anymore.
Right.
that I'm happier, that I've seen the light. I am a mother. I feel like I'm truly who I was supposed to be a long time ago, now at 41 years old.
Amazing. So you said, I am logical. I am a mother. I can see. But who are you talking about? You told me all these things you can do and what you have, right? But who are you referring to?
Myself.
And who are you?
I'm Amber.
That's your name?
Yes. Jesse, I'm so confused. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? I mean, like, if I asked you the same question, what would you say?
I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But I want you to see something here. So you don't know who you are.
I do know who I am.
But you haven't told me yet. You don't want to tell us?
I did tell you who I am.
No, you told me you're logical. You said somebody is logical.
Do you want me to refer to myself in the third person? Like,
no. You said you are a mother. I am a mother, you said, right?
Yes.
But who is the mother?
Amber.
That's your name?
Me.
Who are you?
A person, a woman.
Let me ask, do you create your own thoughts?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
And how do you do it?
From my brain.
And how do you do it? What are the steps to creating your own thoughts?
Well, I'm a homo sapiens, so I can create fiction in my mind at any moment.
And how do you do it?
Through my brain.
How?
I don't believe in God, Jesse. Is that what you're trying to get to?
Oh, no.
Okay, so, yeah, I believe
I just want to understand, how do you create your own thoughts? What are the steps you take to create your own thoughts?
Well, because I am a homo sapien, right?
Okay.
We are homo sapiens, right? I can create thoughts and fiction even in my sleep. I can create anything in my mind from the second I wake up in the morning.
Right. And then how do you do it, though?
It just comes to me. It's all connected from my heart to my brain to even going like this. My brain is telling me to do this, and it's that fast.
But if it's just connected to you and it's just happening, why do you think you are doing it if it's just happening, connected to you?
That's just personally what I believe.
You believe that you're doing it. So yeah. Let me ask, do you create the bad and the good thoughts?
The bad and the good what?
Thoughts.
Yes.
And so why would you create bad thoughts that make you feel bad or make you feel sad or alone? Why would you create bad thoughts for yourself?
I don't know. Sometimes they just pop into my mind.
They just pop in.
Yeah.
And so are you creating the ones that are just popping in?
Yes.
And where are they popping in from?
It could be anything. I mean, I think like...
I know, but where are they coming from if they're popping in?
Well, again, I can create fiction in my mind, right? So like, for an example, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and think about my kids falling out of a window, and they have never fallen out of a window, and I'm very protective over my children. But it just comes to my mind out of nowhere, and I don't choose to think of that in that right. moment. But sometimes it just comes to me, and I'm like, why the hell am I thinking?
And so if it's just coming to you, why are you saying you create the thoughts? Because you're right. You never think about, oh, my kids are going to fall out a window or something, right? Mm-hmm. If they were just coming to you, why are you saying that you create them?
Yeah, I think that's just a part of, like, how the brain works. So I can see things, right? I can see like a movie, or I could think about something that maybe not necessarily happened before. And I can create that in my mind and make a scenario.
But you're right. And when you said that, you would never create a thought that said my kids may fall out the window. They just come from somewhere.
Yes.
And where are they coming from?
I don't know, Jesse, tell me.
And so why do you say you create them then, if you don't know?
I think that's just personally what I believe. That's right. How our brains are very complex. And those things just happen naturally in human beings, especially homo sapiens, because we're very, we're the wise man. That's what homo sapien means, the wise man. So.
And so do you create the good thoughts that you have?
Yes, but I think that sometimes even the good thoughts just come at, like, I could just think right now, like, winning the Powerball.
Right.
And being excited about it, although it has never happened, I could still visualize it in my head of it happening. Our brains are complex like that. We're able to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? It's very amazing.
You have never created a thought. I have never created a thought. You would.
Okay, Jesse, tell me.
I want you to think about this.
Okay.
You would never create, if you were the creator or I was the creator of my thought, I will always create good thoughts. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't create thoughts that would make me feel good and then make me feel bad and then make me feel good.
So who creates the bad thoughts? The devil?
Yes. Evil made a home in your imagination.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, what do you think about that?
I don't believe that, but I don't judge people that do believe that.
And why don't you believe that? That it's not you, but something else made a home in your imagination.
I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in demons.
Are you a Christian?
I used to be.
But you're not now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. And why not? I mean, why not?
I just don't. I just personally don't believe in the Christian religion. I don't believe in religion at all.
Oh, I see. And what made you stop believing in being a Christian?
I just had too many unanswered questions.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Also, growing up, my mom always said we had a generational demon in our family and on our backs, and that just never sat well with me.
Right.
And so as I got older, I was like, demons aren't real, Mom. They're not real. We create this in our minds. It's not real. We can get out of depression. We just have to figure out ways to do it. You can't just blame it on the devil or an entity. I refuse to believe that.
Really? And so you're not a Christian. Do you believe in God?
I do not, no.
Oh, you do not believe in God?
No, I don't.
And why is that? First, do you believe in hell?
No.
You believe in the devil?
I do not.
And why not?
I just believe it's all fictional characters and places. Somebody really? Made that up and put it in a book. It's like a Harry Potter book.
That's amazing. Isn't that like amazing?
Yeah, I mean, and again, Jesse, look, I don't judge people that are religious and that are Christian. That all of my friends are Christian or Catholic or even Muslim. And I respect them and I respect their beliefs. It's just not for me.
And so if you don't believe there is a God, who created you?
I personally believe in the Big Bang Theory. And then I believe that over time there has been evolution because we're at the perfect spot in the universe where we can have water and oxygen and, things can grow and evolve.
What's the Big Bang Theory? What is that? I'm black and slow.
You're not black and slow, Jesse. You know what the Big Bang Theory is. It's a theory. It's a theory. It doesn't make it the truth. It doesn't make it exactly what it is. It's a theory because guess what? No one knows. I don't know. You don't know. No, you can believe in God. I cannot believe in God. We could all be wrong. And so, I'm very comfortable with the fact that we can all be wrong.
So you believe that a Big Bang thing happened, and from the Big Bang thing, you came into existence?
I don't think it's that simple, but I think over time, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just more likely than God saying, let there be light. There's Adam and Eve. They procreate it. Then their kids procreate it. And then that's how we all got here. There's actual evidence that there's other human species that lived before us. And so what happened to those species of human beings? Did they go to heaven or hell? Did they question God? Was God, the sun? Was God, a plant, a tree, a lion? We people create these things to create order in a world of chaos. So I understand, religion does bring comfort. So I understand why people are religious. It used to bring me comfort when I was religious. I used to pray all the time. I went to church as a child. I had Sunday school at my house. I'm sorry, Bible study at my house.
Right.
And I prayed often, and I still let my children pray because they want to pray.
Really? Have you noticed that nothing good has ever come from religion?
Nothing good has ever come from religion?
Right.
I think there's some good that comes from religion.
Like what?
A togetherness, a community, similar interest. People can create a friend group.
But religious people are not happy. They have no peace. They're miserable. They gossip. They're jealous. They're envious. They strife. They worry. Mm-hmm. They all in the name of Jesus.
I think a lot of people do that. I'm sure there's plenty of atheists that do that as well.
But you're right. But religion is supposed to prevent all that, right?
No, I personally do not believe that.
That's what they teach about religion, right? We're supposed to love one another, mm-hmm. not judge, not hate. But religious people, miserable people, all in the name of Jesus.
I think a lot of religious people are. Yeah. I think a lot of religious people are hypocritical.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I started questioning religion years ago.
Absolutely.
Because I was just like, you're a pastor and right. you're having sex with that lady that's married to the other guy and you guys all know about it, but then you're preaching on Sunday yeah. and I know all this and it's weird and I don't trust you guys and you turn me off. And even after I just got out of like religion, I still believed in God. I still was like, I'm not religious. I'm more spiritual. I have my own relationship with God. And then over time I was just like, this is bullshit.
Amazing. Yeah. Do you have anger?
Sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
And why?
I'm not a forgiving person, so I have anger towards people that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
How will you ever be 100% free if you don't drop the anger, if you don't forgive?
You know, Jesse, I'll be honest with you, I don't think about it until like maybe I'll see that person yeah. or like somebody will bring that person up or those people up. Other than that, I'm fine. I don't think about them at all.
Really?
Yeah.
But why don't you forgive them knowing that people can't help themselves?
People can help themselves.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You think that if people could do better, they would?
I think in certain situations, people know better and they choose to not be better.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, but why don't you drop your anger so you could be free?
I am free. I don't feel like I'm not free.
What would happen if you dropped all anger?
I don't know. I feel like I don't walk around being angry.
But you get angry, though. But I'm telling you
everyone gets angry, you can live a life
with no anger.
That would be a beautiful thing. I don't think that's realistic for anyone.
And why not?
I don't think it's realistic for anyone.
And why not?
Because it's just not how we're built.
But we are not built to be angry. We are built to be free.
I do feel free.
But you still have anger. Anger is not freedom.
It is. I have anger if I see that person. I have to see, and I want to say that person because it's multiple people.
Right.
But if I see those people and I'm just like, bitch, I don't fuck with you, that's very different than just sitting at home and thinking like, I am so angry all day. I'm not angry at all.
But if you had no anger, you could see your enemy and feel nothing about it. Zero.
Yes.
You could see those people mm-hmm. and not even think about what they did or what happened, right? You would be free, but because you have anger, it's reminding you, which enslaved you to anger.
You know what, Jesse? I'll be honest with you. At this point, I don't have anybody that I have one person that I'm angry with. All the other people, I'm just kind of like, I don't really care anymore.
So why don't you forgive that one person?
I can't.
And why not?
Because my body won't let me.
Do you want to forgive? If no. it's possible, do you want to?
Nope.
Really?
No, I want to hate them for the rest of my life.
What good is
it? At least I'm being honest.
Yes, you are. And what good is it doing you two?
It feels amazing.
Really?
Yes. It feels so good to hate that mother for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think that they could, whatever happened, they could help themselves? They didn't have to do whatever happened?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
But why, though?
They didn't have to do what they did.
But maybe something else is driving them, anger.
I hear what you're saying. I have that conversation with my friends about free will. But in this specific case, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Really?
Yeah.
But even if, let's say they did, you still should forgive them so you could be free.
I feel free, Jesse.
But you're not, because every time you think
but
about
it. But I'm not
them,
based off of your religious beliefs. No, I feel free.
Not by religious belief. Religious people are not free either. But if you forgave that person, it doesn't mean to right what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, right?
But that's like an ideology from the Christian religion.
Is what?
Forgiveness will bring you freedom. I truly don't believe that. I don't believe that I have to forgive people that did me wrong or did me dirty. I'm very comfortable with hating them for the rest of my life.
It doesn't mean that you have to hang out with them, though.
I'm very comfortable with never giving a shit about these people ever again.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes me happy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you don't want perfect peace?
I do have perfect peace in hating them for the rest of my life.
What a mess.
That's how I feel, Jesse.
How do you feel about abortion now?
Abortion?
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with abortion. I think there's obviously certain instances where there should be a small window for an abortion. But just overall pro-choice, I'm not pro-choice anymore.
That's amazing. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you recommend for the women who still believe in abortion? They've been brainwashed, right? And after sometimes I counsel a lot of them, they have a lot of guilt after they do the abortion thing. They wish they had not done it. What would you say to them?
I would say if you are thinking about having an abortion, watch a video of actually what an abortion looks like.
Yeah.
It will really change your life. You know, I eat like steak and pork and stuff like that. And like there's a bunch of documentaries on like meat. And I just won't watch them because I want to enjoy my food, you know.
That's right.
But but I think when it comes to abortion, watch the videos. And it will show you that they're really killing babies. And it's sad.
What a mess, huh?
Yeah.
That's a mess. What do you want for America? How do you see the way what Trump and Elon are doing now? Oh, let me ask, the attack upon Elon right now. They're destroying his companies and burning his cars and shooting at his business. What do you think about all that?
They're lowlifes. Stupid. Just dumb. Elon is trying to help us.
Yeah.
And so is Trump. Yeah. And people can't see through it because they have been brainwashed by all this race. They call me a anti-black white supremacist now.
Really?
Yes. I'm an anti-black white supremacist now because I voted for Trump. And I'm just like, that's not even what Trump stands for.
Right.
He doesn't even talk about that. He has denounced the KKK and white supremacy so many times. Not even funny. There's like 5 people in the KKK. No one gives a shit. They're not actively out killing black people. Black people are killing black people, unfortunately. So I seen an interview with a member of the KKK, and he was like, we don't have to kill black people anymore because they're killing each other.
Absolutely.
You know? And absolutely. I was like, damn, that's fucked up, but it makes sense, you know? But Trump is not anti-black.
No.
At all. And I used to think that way because I was brainwashed by, you know, left-wing media and stuff like that. But I'm not a white supremacist, and I'm part black, so that doesn't even make sense anyway.
That's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess.
How do you think? So, like, when you were invited to speak at the event, inauguration, I guess?
The RNC.
Yeah, the RNC.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing talk about your father, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Thank
it
you.
Really, really was. And was he in the audience?
He was, yeah.
And what was he thinking, watching his daughter speak of him in that way?
He was just very proud of me. And I probably wouldn't have endorsed Trump if it wasn't for my father.
Yeah.
Just kind of teaching me and sitting down with me and having patience with me and having me understand that everything that I was saying was wrong. You know, he would just have a rebuttal for everything. And then I would look it up and I'd be like, damn, I was wrong.
Right on.
I can't believe that I thought this. I had absolutely no information about the things that I was saying.
Right.
And now I watch videos of people doing that. And I'm just like, they're so brainwashed, Jesse. It's so bad. They literally think they're doing the right thing, and they're just not.
What a mess.
It's a mess, yeah.
It's a real mess.
It is.
I like what Trump and Elon are doing.
Me too.
He's keeping his word, first of all. And we don't see anybody in government that normally say, well, I'll do this. And when they get in, they do it.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Hell yeah, he's doing it from day one.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
I wish that he could be president for 20 years.
Me too. I wish he could be the king.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, me
king too. Trump.
King Trump.
Amazing. Really, I just wish he could be there forever.
I know, me too.
Daddy is home.
Daddy is home. Yes, he is. I feel so safe living in this patriarchy.
Me too.
Me
too. Finally.
Yes, we needed that. We needed this. I wish more women would come around. I wish women would watch this and just, even if you're still on the left, just be like, let me see why.
Yeah.
Let me just look into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Start thinking for yourself.
Yes.
Just don't take someone's word. Look into it.
Yeah.
And then you start to see what's really going on.
Yeah, the fact that they would even vote for Kamala, like, she's drunk all the time. She's like, I don't know if she's on pills. I don't know what the hell that lady's doing. She's always whining and talking slow. And how could you vote for someone like that to, like, run our nation?
What a mess, huh?
It's crazy.
They only did it because she was black and female. That's the only reason.
I guess.
No,
but she never said she was black. She never said she was black.
It
was always, like, the first Indian this, the first Indian that, which is cool. Like, that's cool if you're Indian. It's fine, you know? But it's like, then she started being, honey, child, you know I make these greens in the bathtub. And I'm like, I never ate no greens out of a bathtub.
Who put greens in a bathtub? What the?
I never seen nobody make greens out of a bathtub.
Amazing. Should men marry educated women? Do they make for good wives and mothers?
Oh. You know what? I like to think that I'm a smart person. But college educated is tough because college brainwashes people into not thinking for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's not good. I don't want my kids to go to college. I want my kids to be entrepreneurs.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Amazing.
And so are you saying yes or no that a man should marry an educated woman?
A college educated?
Right.
It depends, Jesse. There's some really good girls out there that are college educated and maybe have people in their life that are talking to them, you know. And
but that's hard to find.
Maybe,
people are not honest
sure.
with one another. Like, they wouldn't tell you the truth. So it's hard for people to be honest with others, you know, like
well,
that.
Well, also, I live in L.A.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very liberal out here.
Yes.
So when I walk around, I'm at the gym with my Trump hat on, you know. And I do it, Jai, and I say 10 toes down.
I wear my shirt, too, to my Trump shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do it, and some people are like, I love you. And
yes.
then other people are just, you know, giving me the eye. It's very liberal out here. So it is, there's certain cities within the U.S. that are very liberal, so it's hard to kind of get out of that ideology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should men be allowed to play in women's sports?
Absolutely not.
And why not?
Because men have bigger hearts, bigger lungs, bigger bone structure, bone density, bigger heads, muscles, everything.
Right.
I don't agree with that at all.
And should women be allowed to play in men's sport?
No.
Yeah.
We're going to get our heads knocked off.
Yeah.
No, women should have women's sports.
I totally agree.
You can't just be, you know, in 500th place in a man's sport and say, oh, I'm a woman now, and go be first place. That's cheating.
Yeah.
It's absolute bullshit. I'm not for that at all.
Why do you think that right now there's a lot of focus on men not playing in women's sport, but there's no focus on, literally no focus on women playing in men's sport? Why don't they just say it's wrong either way? It shouldn't happen either way.
Because men like to be in control. And men want to come and take control over women's sports. Men are just built to be in control.
So they should say, well, women should not play in men's sport and men should not play in women's sport.
100%.
And settle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you just saw that all the Democrats voted against it.
I was about to mention that.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I can't believe that. I just posted that on my story today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Democrats? It's as though they've not learned anything. They're still crazy.
I think that most of them are just pedophiles, and I think that they're trying to, I feel like they feel like if they can brainwash the youth, the next generation, they can get them to change their gender, they can get them to do anything. And I truly believe that. I believe that they're all weirdos, and they're just brainwashing the Gen Zs and try to brainwash the Gen Alphas, which are like my kids' age. But let me just quickly say something about the trans community. I want to be very clear. I know that there's actual trans people out there, right, that truly suffer from gender dysphoria, okay? It's a very small amount of people. Now, the TikTokers and the TikTok trans and the people that are just like, they look like me and they're like, I'm a guy today, you know? It's all complete bullshit, and it actually ruins it for real trans people that just want to be left alone and use the bathroom that they look like they need to use and mind their business, you know? It's the other people that ruin it for them.
Yeah.
And it's really sad.
What a mess. I got to ask this, and then I got to put you on the hot seat.
Sure.
And blah, blah, blah. What is love?
What is love? I think love is a feeling. I think love is a feeling that you have for yourself, and you have for other people, and you have for your children, and it all feels different for every single person.
So it's a feeling.
I think it's a feeling, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, it's a feeling. Interesting. But sometimes that feeling of love goes away. And what
depends.
That?
So I feel like love for your children versus love for another person versus love for your parents. There are three different kinds of love.
Oh, I see.
Love for your dog, your pet, is a different kind of love.
The people with dogs going crazy.
I lost my dogs last year, and I'm really sad. They've been with me for 14 years.
You lost them?
Well,
they died?
They died, yeah.
Really?
They passed away at 14 years old.
What? And did that hurt you?
I was devastated. I'm still devastated.
Why?
Because I had my dogs before I had my children. They were like my kids before my kids.
Really?
Yeah.
And did you cry?
My eyes out. What do you mean? I cry. I mean, sometimes I still cry.
Over dog?
Yes, Jesse. I cry over my dog. I love my dogs. You never had a dog.
I grew up having a dog, you know, dogs at home in Alabama, but they stayed outside.
See, but you never had like a dog, like, or a cat that really lay with you at night and was your companion.
No.
If you had that, you would cry when
they
died.
But my companion was outside.
You didn't cry when they died?
No.
Okay, so
his name was Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
Shout out, Tony.
Tony, rest in peace, Tony.
But the dog stayed outside. I remember, though, as a kid, when we would open up the house in the morning time, they would run into the house and play around, run around crazy. But they went back outside. When they needed a doctor, they ate grass, and they ate the bugs, and they healed. When they needed to use the bathroom, they would go and use the bathroom and clean their...
Private
with their tongue.
Mm-hmm.
They were dogs. Now they have doctors and their surgery, and they clean their butts with their tongue and kiss the owner and all that.
I know. I miss those kisses.
What the?
I miss those little shitty kisses from my babies.
Really?
I know. I don't know. It's weird, I guess. I don't know. I love my dogs.
Who would you be if you had no identity?
I think no identity, like no identity, like in the entertainment world, or
no. If you didn't see yourself as angry or happy or lonely or famous or male or female or anything, if you had no identity, who would you be?
I don't know, Jesse.
If you had no past, no future, or anything, who would you be?
I would probably be waiting to be born.
You probably waited to be born?
I would be waiting to be born.
What does that mean?
I would be like, wait, like, be, I would be like somewhere else waiting to be born.
And one other thing, if you had no thoughts, you had no identity, good or bad, right or wrong, you had nothing. Mm-hmm. You would just be waiting to be born?
Yeah.
So why don't you do that? Get rid of all identity.
I wouldn't begin to know how to do that. I don't know what you mean by that.
If I tell you how to do it, would you do it?
I would think about it if I knew what it was.
Really?
I don't know what it is right now.
I want to tell you what?
I'm interested. I'm interested in what you're saying. Right. I don't know if I'm interested in not having an identity, but I don't know where you're going with this.
You'll be happy. You'll be perfect peace, never be sad. If you stop thinking and have no identity and just live.
You're saying
with no plans, mm-hmm. no thought, you know, practical plan, go to work.
Are you asking me if I could just be like, just happy and not, I don't know, and not think about anything? Would I choose that?
Yeah. If you had no thoughts, you had no identity, neither sad nor happy, neither past nor future, neither plan or ideas, and just live your life, who would you be? If you just let life happen without your help, who would you be?
I wouldn't even begin to know how to do that.
Give it a try.
Sure.
Stop identifying with your name. Of course you identify with somebody called Amber. You're going to say yes. Mm-hmm. But stop identifying with your thoughts, the good ones or the bad ones, your feelings, emotions, up and down, your past or the future. Give it a try and see what happens.
Okay.
Live without an identity. Don't ever give, other people will call you those things, but don't you ever say, I am lonely or I am happy or I am angry or I have a past or I have a future and see who you will be.
Okay.
Let me know how that goes.
I will.
Amazing, huh?
Yep.
So I got to put you on the hot seat.
Okay.
I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
The hot seat.
What is a man?
A man is a human being with a penis and balls.
Does a chicken have lips?
No.
Should we give the blacks reparations?
No.
Kendrick or Drake?
Drake.
True or false? Real men make boys first.
yes.
Do you keep a bottle of hot sauce in your purse?
Yes.
Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
Oh my God. You just want the internet to eat me up, huh, Jesse? Abortion.
Is the earth flat or round?
Round.
Should dual citizenship be made illegal?
Dual citizenship made illegal. Yes.
Should English be made the official language of this country?
Yes.
Do you tremble knowing white people may become the minority in America today? One day.
No, I don't tremble.
Do you love white people?
I do, yes.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Is it ever okay to tell a woman she's fat?
Yes.
Does the bear shit in the woods?
Yes, he does.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you for taking on the hot seat.
Thank you.
So tell the folks how to get your website, your books, or whatever you're doing.
Yes. So follow me at Amber Rose on Instagram, at The Real Amber Rose on Twitter. And just keep up to date with everything that I'm doing. I'm always posting on there. And, I have a show coming out with Ray J. It's a news show, very similar to this, but it's about like sports, entertainment, politics. And I'm really excited about that, so that'll be out soon as well.
All right, let me know.
I will.
We'll have you on to talk about that maybe on my radio show.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I had planned to ask, what do you think about Big Mama Michelle starting a podcast? Did you hear about that?
I did not hear. You talking about Michelle Obama?
Yeah.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah, she and her brother, according to Fox, I saw it on Jesse Waters' show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She started a podcast.
Interesting.
Big Mama Michelle.
I wonder why. You know what? I hated her speech at the DNC. I felt like it was so bad for Black America.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
What a mess.
A mess.
Well, thanks for coming back.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Check out the merch. Check out Punch's Coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Can you give me some coffee?
Do you drink coffee?
I love coffee.
Bring me a bag of that coffee. I have my own coffee.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Jesse.
This is my gift to you, Punch's Coffee.
Thank you so much.
All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, thank you.
Amazing.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it.
And check out Punch's Coffee by going to jessamepeterson.shop. I have
my
own coffee.
So good.
Don't tell me racism. Racism does not exist. You can do whatever you want.
This is not a racist coffee. This coffee's for everyone.
Everybody and they mama if you're Black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. Thank you for tuning in. Anyone else you'd like to see on the show, contact my producer at thefallenstate.tv. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Amazing.